Welcome everyone to lesson 145 in our series now, where we're in book 4, God's Will for My Life. And here, it's the first lesson in what we use in our classroom as class 23, looking at justification. Remember in our previous lesson, we talked about God's will for your life having three pieces: justifying you, in other words, freeing you from the penalty of sin; sanctifying you, freeing you from the power sin has over your life; and then glorifying you, which means one day being freed from the presence of sin. So we're just starting this first series of online lessons, lesson 145 to 152. This one now is looking at exactly what is justification. What does it mean when God uses this word to justify you? Well, first, it's a legal term. Go ahead and click on the screen. Declared by the judge in a courtroom. It's exactly like our courtroom today in America, where the judge charges or imputes or credits my personal account as being not guilty for my crimes, and also not just not guilty, but righteous in his sight. As Romans 3:20 says, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. What that means literally is we just define justified. It means not guilty and righteous. God here is saying the deeds you do aren't going to get you there. Nothing you do, no work that you can accomplish will ever justify you in God's sight, because the purpose of the law is so you know what sin is. But if Romans 3:20 says the judge won't declare me just by my obeying the law, by doing good deeds, how does he declare me just? Look at Romans 5:16. The free gift, which came from many offenses, resulted in justification. So there's a free gift out there, which actually came because of the many offenses, the sins that people commit, and that free gift results in justification. So let's go to slide 2. Click on the screen. Now, God explains his courtroom here so that you can understand what it means to be a just judge. Click on the screen. First, to be a just judge is a reflection of God's character. He says that he is righteous, which means he's always right and he's just. He's fair in his dealings. So when you look at the purpose for God's law, it's to credit the penalty of my sin. Exactly like in a courtroom, the law is set up so you know when you violate the commands. And what happens? He declares me guilty and wicked because of my deeds, my works. Just look at Romans 3, verse 23, part A. The wages of my sin is death. Here's the only verse in the New Testament you're going to find where God says he owes me payment. That word wages means he's going to pay me. But now look at the other side. God also has another side of his character. He is love. His character, the same judge, is kind and merciful in essence, who he is. So now you're introduced to God's grace. He credits the penalty of my sin to Christ. Just like in our previous slide, the many offenses result in justification. And by his grace, he declares me not guilty and righteous because of what Christ accomplished for me, because of his works. So here you have the end of Romans 3:23. The wages of my sin might be death, but the free gift that comes from God, that's given to me as an individual, is eternal life. And that can only happen in Christ Jesus our Lord because of what he's done. If you want to know the full nature of who the Father is, the essence of his character, Psalm 89:14, King David gives us a great verse to show us. Here's what it says. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. So the foundation of who God is he's fair and just, and he's always right. But on the flip side, who he is, his essence, is merciful in truth. And he will always apply mercy to those who call out to him in truth. This is lesson 145. This is the essence of justification.